Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
It is a Reaction Tuesday, and buddy, that means we are not having the most fun after the Texans lose 27-19 in Seattle. And it's not the fact that, let me not lie. It is the fact that they lost, but it's also the way that they lost. Like, it is a double whammy of sorts. And I think that the offense, first and foremost, because the defense, even though I don't think the defense was anywhere near perfect, I'm looking right now at Good Morning Football, and they've got Will Anderson Jr. managing to get a strip sack, fumble recovery for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Right? We saw a four turnover game?
Four turnovers.
You won the turnover battle.
Two interceptions, two fumbles?
You won the turnover battle by three.
Yeah.
And I think teams are now 9-1 when they win the turnover battle.
That
by
is correct.
Three.
Yeah,
who's the one loss?
Who do you think?
The Houston Texans, Monday Night Football, October 20th, 2025. Like, that's how poorly your offense was able to show up. That's how non-existent the complimentary football was for the Houston Texans offense. And look, there's obviously blame that goes in a lot of different places. But the man at the helm of this, Nick Caley, I think that one of the takeaways I have from this game is that he is woefully out of his depth.
He is out of his depth. And you know, I promise I'm not going to go back to where this real problem is.
Don't believe you. Don't believe you.
You know, as in Nick Caserio.
So
that'll be the end of that discussion. Let's talk about the job that Caley is doing.
I want to do that. I want to press pause and have a little sidebar with my friend here.
What's up?
Figgy Fig. You got the over or under on John Lopez
over.
Next...
Over.
You got the over, I got the under.
Over.
I'm trying to see. Oh, like you meant total number. I was going to say the next time that he throws it out, but he knows. That's fair. how many more times does he mention John Carroll through the rest of this program?
He already mentioned it like 27 times already.
I want to set the over under at, and I'm not, I think this is a good line, 6.5.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You want over?
I'm going to take I'm going to say 5.
Okay.
So I'm going to take the under.
I'll take the over.
I think right now, I think he probably listening to us right now, so he's going to try to scale it back a little bit.
He can't listen. This is a sidebar.
Okay.
You can't hear this.
I'm going to be me. I got to be me.
All right, sidebar over. Lopez, you good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nick Caley looked woefully out of his depths. And there was a few things for me that absolutely solidified that. One of them was just, this was a deeply predictable game plan. You have 15 days is going to be a refrain, I think, over the entirety of this week. But as long as we're reflecting on this game, 15 days, that is the separation between the game that you had in Baltimore versus the Ravens and this woeful performance that you had in Seattle, at least offensively. And what I saw were things that just were so obvious and so easy to counteract. First and foremost, did you know that you had big boys in the middle of the defensive line? Because it felt like you didn't. Early on in the game, they were running directly at him. Eventually, they started trying to get to the outside, to which that wasn't very beneficial. And when they did, when they were trying to run a little bit more to the edges, I knew on this weird rotation that they had at left guard that when 75, big 75, Laken Tomlinson was in, they were going to try and run on his backside. And that blew up a whole possession for them when they were moving the ball decently well, staying on schedule. They get to third and short, run for nothing. They run fourth and short, and they run for nothing. Right? Like, it was so abundantly obvious what was happening that I was like, this is your moment. This is the time for you as an offensive coordinator to be able to come out and make an impact, because this is when you need it. This is when you need the advanced schematic prowess of a coordinator to help elevate what your team is doing. And what you gave me was like a stretch left behind an offensive side of the offensive line that had been getting beat. I was so deeply disgusted.
If I'm just talking about Nick Caley as an offensive coordinator, and I really feel for the guy because I think he's getting pushed around and influenced by Nick Caserio. To me, you could disagree. I feel for him because I think Nick Caserio has made all the decisions and given him the groceries, which isn't what a general manager is supposed to do. But at the same time, has ill-equipped him, and so maybe that's one more reference at him, because I do feel sorry that he doesn't have the pelts on the wall or the experience to say, this is what I want, this is what I want to do, this is what I have confidence in. I think that's his biggest problem. He is, frankly, inexperienced and out of his depth. And that's the last thing that you want for a contending team. I mentioned this to you during the break. The Seahawks could have easily put up 45 points or more on this team.
Correct.
Easily. The defense bailed your ass out.
There was a lot of good fortune, as much as that sounds insane.
A couple weird penalties and calls that wasn't.
A safety.
That safety, yeah.
A touchdown that they scored but didn't score because they fumbled into the end zone. There was another, you know, pass interference that would have been a big play for the Seahawks. Your defense scored a touchdown, your only touchdown. So when you get an opportunity like that, any offensive coordinator worth their salt has to figure out a way to get it done. So my first thing about Nick Caley as an offensive play caller is
don't forget the Woody Marks touchdown that happened later.
And the Woody Marks touchdown, yeah. Yes. But he's out of his depth. I don't want to say he doesn't know what he's doing. I think he knows a lot of football. He doesn't know how to be an offensive coordinator. That's the first thing.
Not yet, at least. Not in these, because you talked about the fumble, or, you know, that was recovered and then fumbled again by the Seahawks that ultimately provided a touchback, an incredibly lucky play. You want to know one of the things that happened there? Something that we actually talked about a good amount was you need to break the huddle in time. That one, the huddle was broken at 10. So, they snapped. There was a delayed blitz. Mm-hmm. And that's when CJ is, wrapped and trying to throw the football, and then the ball comes loose. So that wasn't helped at all by, again, the coordinator. Like, he's putting CJ in an adverse situation. And to be fair, CJ didn't cover himself in glory, because both of those plays that you're talking about, CJ running backwards to get himself into a place where it's almost a sack, and then CJ trying to throw a football while he's wrapped up in a circumstance where either make that decision earlier to throw the football away or protect the football. Like, you got to do one or the other.
Yeah, and the other thing that I think is his biggest problem is in-game adjustments are, frankly, I didn't see any. You know, the biggest indicator was third down and one, fourth down and inches, third down and goal, fourth down and goal. And he honestly believed, oh, my guys will push those guys into the end zone. They got stood up from the first whistle to the last whistle. They got flat out outmanned on the on the offensive line, and an offensive coordinator needs to be able to see that in real time, make the adjustments, and obviously counter what they're doing. They had 56 rushing yards, and you're trying to hammer it up the middle on these so-called gotta have it plays. I feel sorry for the guy, and I know that's kind of an insult in itself, and I don't mean it that way. He's out of his depth and should never have gotten this job.
No, I mean,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
That was the thing that I was watching this game. We were giving him, at least I was trying to give him more benefit of the doubt. And, you know, it's probably fair to look at this and say, this is still pretty early in the process with the system they're trying to bring in. But all of that could have been foreseen.
Mm-hmm.
And you were looking at those, at least I looked at those two games, Tennessee, Baltimore, and was like, all right, this is a foundation. What can you do to build on it? And they rolled back some of the things that they did in those games. You got Dare Ogunbowale here in third downs again. You're switching up your offensive line. You talk about musical chairs. That's real musical chairs that they're doing there, drive by drive. And then, frankly, it just the thing that told me flat out that, oh, he's not capable of this.
Mm-hmm.
When you get to a place where I sincerely believe this, and maybe someone will ultimately come out and tell me no, right from that building, no, right, there was other circumstances. I looked at that. What was that in the third or fourth quarter?
Late third quarter. I know what you're talking
where
about.
Where they start just chucking the ball down the field on seemingly go route after go route. And it felt like when you're playing Madden and you have nothing else,
you're just like it.
I'm going four verts. Mm-hmm. It felt like they ran out of plays in this game, which is an unfathomable thing for an offensive coordinator to have happen.
He ran out of ideas. And then let's combine that with an offensive coordinator that kind of got onto something in the Ravens game, and we all know now that there was a lot of reasons for that. And then you have 15 days to prepare, and not only do you not make any of these changes that you're talking about, you go backwards. You go back to Dare Ogunbowale, and you go back to rotating guards. And then beyond that, and I know he got a concussion, but Nico Collins, how many times did I say this has to be a Nico Collins game? This has to be a Nico Collins game. Four catches, 27 yards.
And Nico Collins had his because he had a drop that was very – but it got to a point where the only way they were getting Nico Collins the ball was back shoulder fades.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't even find an engineer different ways to get him the football, which again, like the things that you knew that you could go to, Nico Collins, Dalton Schultz, it became one note even getting them the football because what was the Dalton Schultz way to get him the football?
Right. Well, there were several different ways, but right down the middle and
well, they weren't even really
the
able
fake
to
the running back and then in the flat, but they ran that like six times.
That little switch release that happened. Yeah, like it was just these are the only things that we can go to.
Yeah.
Like he felt like a college student that's like, hey man, I got ramen in the fridge. Like this is my one go to that I can use to make. There's a poverty in this offense right now. And some of a good amount of that is because the coordinator's out of his depth. It's not all of it, and that's the thing that's most frustrating. I would love to be able to say that you switch the coordinator and all this is fixed. Is that something that even feels like that's on the board for you? That's a capable maybe answer to try? Because again, at this point, once you make the decision or once you feel confident, as I feel like I am, that he's out of his depth, what do you do besides take that responsibility away from
you? You change play callers at least. Try to at least stir the pot, wake up the bats. The plays are not going to be any different, you know, because it's too late in the game. You don't have a training camp and all. You can't change the offense, but maybe just the common sense stuff that we're talking about. I mean, those short pound the ball up the middle runs were just like even before the ball was snapped, not just the announcers on TV, but we were saying, what are we, you know, don't run the ball up the middle. Don't do it. Don't do it. Oh, there you did it.
It's running up to a brick wall.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Yeah. And
so would you agree with that? Like at least let's. Like I said, wake up the bats is what I'm talking about. It's going to be the same offense, so maybe it's not going to be, you know, terrifically successful, but get another set of eyes out there. You know, someone that maybe can get the play calls at least right.
Or at least get them in on time for you to be able to come out and have a better chance at running them correctly. And maybe, I don't know. I feel like they're naturally inclined to just, hey, we're going to support who we have here. I think that there's real reason for them to consider the possibility of changing coordinator. And that's so frustrating because this is something that was always a possibility with bringing in a first-time play caller. I'm not saying that every first-time play caller is going to do poor, but this is probably about as poor as a first-time play caller can go, especially with the expectations that were with this team. Does this at all, and this is a sick question to ask, does this at all change the perspective that you have on Bobby Slowick and his tenure?
Ooh, that's a very good question. Not really. In my gut, I'm just going with what my gut is telling
Fair
me
enough.
Right now. Not really. But again, you can also give Bobby Slowick a little bit of grace, you know, whatever you want to call it, because the guy from John Carroll that's bringing in the bacon, you know, also did the same thing to him.
The thing that's even more frustrating about, like, the clear, I think I've absolutely gotten to a place where I don't think that Nick Haley can do this at the very least right now, but I just don't know if he's going to be the offensive coordinator that you need this year is, again, that is not one of those things that you can find hope in. Like, that's you at this point, with the way that this team is, you got to try and find the places where you go, can you salvage this to make some level of good out of a season that is clearly going to be wasted in the larger scheme of you're not contending for no Super Bowl. That's gone and dusted.
Yeah.
I can't find any hope in the offense right now.
Last thing. Why would the offensive coordinator all of a sudden put Braxton Berrios out there?
That this team has just decided to go with. I was about to try and finance. I don't know.
I have no clue.
Because you pair the Braxton Berrios with the bringing back Lakin Tomlinson with the Dare Ogunbowale on third downs. Like, there was it just didn't feel like, and it felt like it came from above the offensive coordinator because Braxton Berrios was also returning kicks, a job that Jalen Noll has had.
Yeah. Came from above, huh?
To me, it seemed like they were kind of feeling themselves the last two games and said, all right, we could get back to what we really wanted to do from week one. This would work.
Yeah.
And it didn't.
You are correct.
Oh, the reactions are not really fun, but they are the reactions to a 27-19 loss for your Texans. They're 2-4. We'll get back to that a little bit later on. But coming up next, let's get into what's popping. Where if you want to at least find a way to needle Seattle fans, we can talk about the ALCS. Let's do that and more next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.